We did find a significant increase in local events, which is would include true recurrences as well as new cancers, with breast conservation versus mastectomy in BRCA 1 and 2 carriers. But the local FARA significantly was reduced in the presence of chemotherapy. An increase in local failure rates did not translate into increased systemic recurrence risk at 15 years. And again, this could be due to limited statistical power, but I suspect at least a part of this is the result of these being new cancers rather than true recurrences. And I hope there will be confirmatory studies that will show the same thing. And we hope that these results will help frame discussions with all of our patients who have BRCA 1 and 2 mutations and who have breast cancer. And then with regard to the question, should breast conservation never be used in patients who have BRCA1 and BRCA2. I think you need to clearly individualize what you do. There are some patients, in my experience, the patients who have are members of families who have known that they were BRCA1 and BRCA2 carriers and are then found to have breast cancer, they are far more prepared to maybe consider mastectomy than a patient who is diagnosed with breast cancer and then found to have a mutation. Quite often, they're just not quite ready to piece all of the therapy together. And I think these data would suggest that if patients are interested in breast conservation, that's reasonable as long as they're closely followed and then perhaps in time undergo a mastectomy when they're psychologically ready. Thank you.